Remember, you can always text the Junks on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Not a text, was a tweet, but Rom hit me up. He's Rom tired from calling into the show, but he's like, could you retweet these pictures?
He's not really Rom tired because you're just acting as his prompsky.
Yeah.
You're doing his bidding.
But I did.
What pictures?
I did. He says Romformation 2025 is coming. So he's got his before picture.
Yeah.
Which usually your before picture is not when you were ripped.
Right.
But he's doing this is what I used to look like when I was 18.
Yeah.
This is what I look like. I don't know. Is he 49, 50, whatever, however old he is.
I'm shocked he's gotten to this point.
I guarantee you his like his age, like his medical, like body age is way older than his.
His body age has to be 90.
Right. Like his body part age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally. You can give us a follow at Junks Radio. Got the pictures of Rom, and I did put the interview with Tom Cruise.
Very good.
Where Kevin claims that Cruise is stealing his bit.
Right.
Because Cruise has been seen at premieres and he's showing his movie ticket stubs.
Kind of is stealing his bit. Kevin was doing that a long time ago.
All right. Let's do that.
Might be Team Kevin here.
But I got my guy Joe P on, and I guess, Drabby, you help guide this segment here. You want to play Frank from Barstool first before we put Joe P on? Just to set it up for our listeners?
Yeah, in case you're not really following it.
Yeah.
Is that there's been, what the discussion is that Juan Soto already regrets signing with the Mets.
Right.
And there's no joy.
Like he
earlier.
Because Juan has always been known here when he was on the Padres, especially last year in New York with the Yankees and the Yankee fans are upset because they felt like they really embraced Juan.
Right.
Knowing it was a 1-year deal, that they welcomed him and like treated him like a god.
They thought he'd sign with the Yankees.
And he signed for the Mets with
$1
more.
And it sounds like, too, that his family really kind of steered him to sign with the Mets for the highest dollar instead of the Yankees.
Even though it was only a dollar more, you're saying?
Well, you always said that he's going to sign for the dollar more. I think it was $5 million more.
Yeah,
or something.
Okay. It wasn't a lot of money, but it sounds like his family is like, you're signing with the Mets.
Judge,
his heart might not have been in it.
Clearly had chemistry and liked each other, and he went with the money.
Right.
Right.
People have questioned his hustle.
All right.
People have questioned his joy.
Well, I mean, specifically in one of the most recent games against the Yankees, I think it was in the eighth inning, tie ball game, Soto hits a ball like to the second baseman, and he just lollygags it, and then he's like, oh, I might have been able to beat it out had I hustled as soon as I hit it,
right.
And, you know, people are just killing him for it, for his effort.
Right.
And this is in year one, by the way. This is year one of the deal.
We're a quarter of the way into first year of a 14-year deal. Anyway, so here's Frank from Barstool,
right,
who's a loudmouth, annoying guy, but you can get the gist of it.
Well, Garrett has it. The OMG Mets are dead! Dead! This team is gonna f***ing fall apart! Juan Soto is a vulture mega bust! He does not give one f***, and he keep hitting the double plays! Everyone's bad! Well, the rest of the season, this team will not hit! They're not gonna hit another home run! They're gonna get swept by the Red Sox, swept by the Dodgers, and even swept by the White Sox. There is no heart in this team. And Juan Soto wants to be on a private jet. He's regretting it. And you can tell. You can tell this his man ripped his horn. And listen, he's happy that he's the one that pulled the trigger on the implosion. He's an unprofessional murder. Goddamn Olympics. And the whole team is Stevens. Destroyed. Over. They're gonna lose 100 games of wrestling.
I can't even understand the guy.
I can't believe that anybody
gets
that passionate about baseball.
Well, have you seen him?
I've seen him. He gets that passionate about everything.
Yeah.
It's a weird level of fandom I don't think I've ever gotten to.
That's a guy that's never gonna have a girlfriend. It's just gonna be an awful existence. So you just
dive into sports.
Yeah, I guess
all this angst and the Mets are a half game out of first place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get a perspective from one of my guys, from Joe P. He's been on the show before. course, he was co-host of the Tales from the Foxy Gator with my guy Vinny Tube. I believe Joe could correct me. I believe Vinny still in Italy or is he back?
I think he's in transit.
He's in transit.
I think he might be in transit.
Right, so. Right. And then what did he say he found? He found wine and olive oil that he sent back?
He sent back. I'm waiting for it. So
right.
He's sending it to you.
Right. Yeah. No, I did. He sent some to him. Did he send you olive oil or just wine?
I think he sent it back to himself. So
right.
Right. I'm going to steal a little bit.
Yeah, right, of course. All right, so
it's fine.
So Joe, you give the perspective. Why don't you give the perspective, your perspective and the Mets fans' perspective of what's going on with Juan?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, if you're referring to Frank the Tank, you're barking up the wrong tree there. That guy reacts to everything. I'm a Dolphin fan as well, and so is he.
Yeah.
That's the wrong guy.
You're in good company, Joe. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your guy.
Right.
Well, right. I think you guys have to understand that Mets fans are completely scorned by bringing in stars. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at it as a perspective of a Nat. We're looking at, we brought in a Yankee and he's not, and he's not responding. Or the Met fan bases. They're just waiting for the shoe to drop. So they react very quickly to things. Scherzer, Verlander, I can go back to Jason Bay, who's a star with Pittsburgh, and like I think he hit 162 with the Mets.
Right.
So I think that the Mets are just waiting for.
So it's PTSD.
Because they've been burned.
You guys have trauma. You have leftover trauma from past signings.
Well, have you had any big stars that have hit recently?
I think Beltran was probably the one that, really did what he was supposed to do, but then he struck out in the biggest spot in Mets history. So, there's always a negative to it.
Right. So what's your perspective?
My perspective is that it's baseball. It's April, May, whatever. It's early. You have to just let it play out. If this is the worst he's going to do during the season, if this is a slump, we're okay. The hustling thing is a bit concerning, especially when you first get to a team. Last night, he even hit one off the wall, off the Green Monster. He should have had a double, and he ended up on first. But then he stole second base. I think he realized that I should be on second right now.
right.
So... Yeah, so I really think that he'll be fine. And I think the Mets fans will be fine because he's going to hit. The guy's been a hitter his whole life. So I think everybody's just got to take a deep breath and relax.
What were they saying a couple of weeks ago, Drab? We brought it up, that like his exit velocities or something were down, or what was his bat speed?
His swing velocity, yes.
Yeah, his bat speed was down. Like they were really kind of like just getting on him.
It's so early in the season. It's cold. I think that you just got to relax.
So you,
that's my,
it's got a measured approach to it, to the whole Juan Soto thing.
Listen, you signed them for 1,000 years. What are you supposed to do?
Right. So is it real Met fan unrest, or is it just Frank the Tank and like one like journalist at the New York Post?
Boomer and Gio were crapping all over it yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think it's just one Met fan. I think that, like you said, Met fans have PTSD. But if he turns it around, he'll think he's in the best place in the world.
Look,
he will, and then he'll be fine.
You just had a great playoff run, an unexpected playoff run. You go out and you get the hottest free agent. Your expectations are through the roof, and if you're not going to live up to your expectations, for some people the sky is going to be falling.
Right.
Right. Thank God Alonso's hitting. Because I think the Mets fans would be jumping off of Citi Field right now.
Yeah, but you guys are still in first, right?
Yeah,
half game behind.
Right,
half the game Phillies.
You're a half game behind, so you're not worried.
It went quick though.
Huh?
It went quick though. They had a pretty big lead that went really quick.
Right.
So I think that that's the other thing as well.
Right.
The Braves started off horrendously, and everybody's like, "Oh, the Braves are buried." I had a few of my friends. I'm like, "They're not buried. It's." This was in April. I'm like, the Braves are a good team. They're going to be there. You'll see.
Right.
It's going to be a three-man race at the end of this year.
All right, Joe, I mentioned this before. You mentioned you're a Dolphin fan. You have a theory, that of some sort of Jaden Daniels sophomore slump. You were trying to tell Kate to be prepared for it. Who'd we have? Warren Sharp on that said that quarterbacks, the elite quarterbacks, typically don't have sophomore slumps. But give me your take on it.
Usually there's a sophomore jump, and that's what they're talking about with Caleb, with Drake May, and for some reason With Jaden, it's a different story.
Well, I think that the running quarterback is a different story. And I know he can pass from the pocket, but, you know, his superpower is that, you know, when in doubt, he can run.
Right.
And I think that, you know, NFL defensive coordinators figure it out because he's going to get dinged up, okay? And then whenever he gets dinged up, it's probably going to be this year, and he has to throw just from the pocket. Let's see what he does. They can scheme against running quarterbacks when they're dinged up, especially. So it's going to happen. It happens to everybody. And he's not Josh Allen where he's, you know, 245 pounds.
Right.
So
maybe you just have PTSD because your guy Tua gets banged up every year.
Well, that's a whole different story. You didn't have to take the scab. You asked me about the Daniels. Now you got to go to the
He feels attacked now.
What is the over under on Dolphin wins? Like the Vegas number?
I think they're probably around 9 again. I don't think it's going to be much different from last year. We'll see if it drops if they get rid of Ramsey, but I think they're probably going to be in the same boat, 9-11. I think they improved in, you know, certain areas. They got worse in other areas.
Right.
But that's every team every year, so we'll see.
Right.
Their offense is going to be good, better, so.
Yeah. What's the difference with the olive oils, Joe?
Olive oil is really different. That's like saying, what's the difference in cheap wine to expensive wine?
I don't know. So, I mean, cheap wine gives me a headache.
I try to help you here. I try to.
I know.
You, right? Basically, it's just a lot of it's, you know, what olive you use, if it's blended with other oils, you know.
Would you be a Joe? Let me ask you this. Would you, if I gave you a cup of just regular, like, store brand generic olive oil, and then I gave you, like, extra virgin, cold pressed straight from Italy, would you be able to tell the difference?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, if you go, even you probably would too. If you go to the restaurants, they'll give, if you go to a good Italian restaurant, they'll give you olive oil that you dip the bread in.
Right.
That's usually very good olive oil. That isn't the same stuff they're frying with in the back, I can promise you.
They do that at Olive Garden.
Never been to Olive Garden. Come on, Jeff Valdez, you can't tell Joe we go to Olive Garden.
Hey, they got some good olive oil at Carrabba's.
Have you ever been to Carrabba's, Joe?
No, Carrabba's don't have the good olive oil.
Come on.
Is there any good olive oil that the average consumer could get at like your local Safeway?
Sure. No, see, I don't know what they sell at Safeway. I mean, we go here, they have like, we have more like, they're like kind of run-of-the-mill supermarkets, but they're Italian supermarkets, so that's usually where I go.
Don't you have like a chain supermarket? On Long Island?
I don't get my olive oil there.
He's too highfalutin.
What's the chain supermarket in Long Island?
Stop and Shop is probably the biggest one. Pathmark.
Okay, so Stop and Shop, that's kind of like the Giant, right? Is it in that family?
That's probably the, I don't know if it's kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know what you guys have.
We have Giant, we have Safeway. Those are the two biggies.
Harris Teeter.
Oh, we have Harris. Do you guys have Harris Teeter?
We have like one or two of them. It's not big up here.
They haven't quite made inroads into the New York spot.
What about Whole Foods? You guys got a Whole Foods?
We have Whole Foods, yeah, but they're starting to come more and more Whole Foods.
And what's the one that started? I think in
his
Rochester,
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. You might be able to get an olive oil there too.
Yeah, Trader Joe's pretty good.
Give me a brand, Joe P. Give me a brand or two to look for.
It's like San Felipe, I think is one. There's a million of them.
All right.
There's so many smaller little, you know, olive oil companies.
All right, give Valdez a red wine. Valdez is, you know, he's celebrating over it. Give him a red wine suggestion.
Of the ones that I know they'll have when you go into the store.
Yeah.
Is Silver Oak.
Silver Oak.
Yep.
Silver Oak. Well, like Cabernet or what is that?
It's but expensive.
It's get a cab. Silver Oak cab.
How much is that?
That's probably like $85.
Is that
out of budget?
What's a good celebratory budget, Valdez? $50? $45?
Under 40.
If you're gonna spend 50, you could spend 80.
Okay. That might be true. All right, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome, man.
Thanks for the intel.
All right, that's my guy, Joe P.
He seems very reasonable on Juan Soto.
Yeah, I mean, he's not screaming at the top of his lungs like Frank the Tank from Barstool.
Yeah.
That guy loses his mind every, like, I don't think I've ever seen him not freaking out about either the Devils or the Mets. I think the only time he's ever calm is like when he's on his, like, he's lost a bunch of weight walking, like, over the last year, year and a half.
Yeah, he looks good.
It's the only time that I've ever seen him not, like, losing
I think I saw him
ass.
Walk in with Jelly Roll recently.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're, like, I don't know if they're on the same regiment.
They might be.
I saw Jelly Roll was in a cold tub for 6 minutes.
Is that a long time to be in a cold tub? I don't know.
That seemed like a long time to me, buddy.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be in a cold tub for even 6 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think
even 6 minutes.
15 seconds I could last.
Yeah, not great. All right, coming up later in the show, we will be joined in studio by Frank Caliendo. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. When we come back, though, we'll tell you why Valdez is ricking Drab. We'll give you those details next.